You're listening to SBS News.
This is the same article that we just looked at, breaking news. So this only came out 2 minutes ago.
The John Burns School in Sydney is a place where lives can be turned around. Many of its students have significant learning difficulties with literacy, numeracy, and a lack of social skills among them. All have been referred to the school after struggling in the mainstream education system. Homeschooling made the situation even harder, and many were sad to lose touch with their friends. James Lahure has been the John Burns principal for just over a year, but prior to that, he taught at the school for almost two decades.
We've got 40 students and we've got 8 full-time teaching staff and 3 counsellors. Ideally, we'd like to go up to about 45 students, but we're a very small school where our class sizes are 1 teacher as to 6 to 8 students.
That intimacy was sorely missed by the students when the shutdown occurred. Ben Koulos is in year 8 at John Burns, and he says remote schooling wasn't easy, even though he's quite technically savvy.
It was pretty tough because everyone wanted to be at school because it was a lot easier than being at home. It was all on remote, and even though I'm the younger generation, still a lot harder than being social with everyone in that year.
The school's objective is to ensure its students are able to be readmitted back into mainstream schools in year 11 and 12 or have a better chance of earning an apprenticeship or a place at TAFE. Hemi Martin is in year 10 and says the school has helped him deal with his behavioural issues, especially his counsellor Phoebe Taylor.
I'm grateful that you can do counselling at this school because I used to struggle with telling people my problems and telling what kept me back from doing my work. So then when I moved here and I met Phoebe, she helped me a lot with doing my work and socially as well because I was a very angry person.
His mother, Nikki, is a single parent, and the difficulties of homeschooling during the shutdown highlighted the pressure that was on students and parents alike. She was working from home at the same time and says the fact there was only one computer in the household was stressful for both of them.
Getting online was really difficult. We had to do a few calls to his teachers to try and work out passwords and to get him online. But the frustration that came from him was a bit difficult because I was also trying to manage my workload at the same time.
The John Burns School counsellors and psychologists soon realised it wasn't just the students that needed help during the shutdown. Psychologist Gemma Peters says the period emphasised the need to embrace and understand the stress levels of parents, including single parents.
I think the off-campus learning period just intensified that, so it was, often calls a number of times a week. But yes, I do think the learning from that is to really keep parents and carers at the heart of what we do when we're supporting a student's learning and mental health.
School principal James Lahure admitted he was worried for many of his students if the shutdown had continued for a longer period.
We've got a few students who are school refusers and suffer from anxiety and depression, and they're used to staying at home, and it's been really hard to get some of those students back to school. I think if it had dragged on a little bit longer, it would have been a concern for some of our students who would have really struggled, because one of the things they need to do is foster relationships and get outside and build those relationships.
As school finally returns to normal, students such as Hemi Martin feel their future is a lot brighter now than it was before the COVID-19 closure began. He says the school can take a lot of credit for that.
It's helped me so much. I never used to think about my future. I never used to think about anything like that. But then when I moved here, I started thinking about what I want to do. I need to improve what I did wrong and everything like that. So I will miss this school a lot. I came here for the better. It's probably the best thing that's happened in my life so far.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. John Baldock, SBS News.